Hi everyone, my name is Aurelia. I am an early childhood educator and a parent, and today I would like to share my thoughts about the meaning of play in children's lives. I would like to start today's talk with acknowledging the Wurundjeri Woi Wurrung people of the Kulin Nation where I live, work and play, and pay my respect to the elders past, present and emerging. Let's get started. As a parent, I could not keep count how many times I have used the word play so far. But do I know and understand the true meaning of play in the eye of a four-year-old, for example? I thought, of course I know what play means. It is part of our everyday life, and it is something that we do day in and out with our children without even having to think about. No one likes to be proven wrong, but let's open our mind and reflect on this. According to Penny Wilson from the Playbook Primer, she wrote that play is a set of behaviors that are freely chosen, personally directed, and intrinsically motivated. My take on this description of play is that play should be fluid, free from influence and expectation. Play should be play just for the sake of it. So, are we providing enough playtime for our children? As parents, I definitely feel the peer pressure of sending my children to activities that are specifically targeted for young children. Swimming, footy, gymnastic, dance classes, martial arts, piano, ballet, just to name a few. Imagine how much time all these activities are taking away the time to play in our children's lives. It is a commitment for children and parents, and it does cost a lot of money. If your child is attending kinder or is already in school, imagine how much time are left to play. There is only 24 hours in a day, no matter where you are in this world. When psychiatrist Stuart Brown interviewed murderers in prison, he found that play deprivation was a common feature of their childhoods. It sounds very dramatic, but I think as parent it is something worth to reflect on. The way children's play has changed dramatically in the past few decades. We all witness how technology and COVID has taken its course on many aspects of our lives, children included. We used to play with our neighbors' children and just have fun all day without any significant toys or gadget to entertain us. We just play for hours and hours, sometimes without much of adult supervision hovering on us at all times. Nowadays, we see children play in a gated playground with a specific type of equipment to be used in a certain way. Most of the options are swinging, sliding, climbing, and going around on the merry-go-round. The playground is built with children's safety to the point where it is actually dictating how children should be playing. Children is now even seen as potential risks rather than a child. So where and when can we actually give our children opportunities and time to play that are free of expectation and choices? It can start anywhere. At home, start by being mindful of what your children say. Let them play and just play for the sake of it. Give them time to let play. Make sure that every day children get to choose what they would like to play with. Have walks whenever possible. Let children experiment and explore their senses. Let them see, feel, touch, and smell their surroundings. Also start to question yourself with things that you are providing your children with at home. There is a long-standing tradition of using household items for play. Instead of buying toys that already has prescribed way of using, why not provide children with objects that they could use in endless ways? Cardboard boxes large and small, branches and twigs from the garden, gum nuts, pine cones, the list goes on. All you need is to use a bit of imagination and your creativity, and you might be surprised with what your children could come up with playing with these things that are so ordinary in our life, yet so extraordinary. Next time when your child come home with a bunch of gum nuts or whatever it is that are so precious to be brought home, instead of telling them off and chucking them in the bin, why not embrace it and play with it? Your child gets to experiment and play with something that they have freely chosen, and you don't even have to spend a penny on it. The true meaning of play is happening in our everyday life. We just have to listen and open our mind and shift the way we understand play for the best interests of our children. If we can practice playing this way with our children, I think we're doing a good enough job as parents to create a happy and healthy childhood for our children.